friend. Who's his name? My friend Ben. Can't tell you something about his experiences about relationships. Because we all had relationships, and we will always have a lot of relationships. Ben, tell me something about your relationship.
Okay, first of all, I feel like I'm on an interview here. No, seriously, relationships suck. And I think you should know best why they suck. Because you've had your own disaster.
Of course, of course.
Recently, so I don't think I should talk about it first.
But my friend Ben is in a relationship that... 4 years. He's been in a relationship
which sucks for its own reasons.
Because his boyfriend is on a cruise ship. No, not a cruise ship. It's just a ship.
Oh, thank God it's not a cruise ship.
It's just a ship or a ship. And so it's a distant relationship.
Do you say distance relationship?
Distance relationship. Yeah, baby. Work it, okay. Girl. I've been in a relationship.
So as you may have noticed, up to now we have some serious relationship issues we want to talk about.
We're frustrated bitches. Yeah. We need sexy time all the time.
So we could go to therapy, but it's easier this way because we don't have to pay anything. We can talk for free.
And maybe if we're really good.
Someone will probably listen to us anyway. Oh, someone will listen to us if you're sucky.
We suck.
It doesn't matter if we suck.
It's a dick.
Oh, we love our audience.
It's a dick. Let me tell you something about my relationship. I've been in a relationship for 2 months now, and
yeah, tell them, sister.
My girlfriend was so fucking hot, but she was fucking retarded. Because her ex-girlfriend, Sunshine,
oh my god.
I don't know, better than me. Better than me.
I don't think so.
Oh, better than me. In her head, she was better than me. Oh, better than me. Oh, better than me. I'm sucking some dick. I should probably smoke some dick, and then I won't be a lazy anymore.
You should smoke dick.
I wanna burn a dick and put it in my mouth and chew it like a fucking redneck. Maybe. It's better to be straight.
Anyway, she was talking about her relationship with this girl who is, how do you put it?
Fucking bitch!
Nah, she was just a...
Fucking bitch!
More or less...
Fucking bitch!
An emotional cripple, let's say.
Fucking bitch!
The girl...
I wanna slice her up. And serve her to the Jews!
Anyway.
Ben, hello, Ben! What's up, Ben? This is my radio voice, Ben!
I just had a phone call. No, I'm still having a phone call from this guy I don't want to answer to currently.
Who is it?
Mr. T.
Mr. T? Oh my god,
yeah.
Mr. T?
And I don't know what to say because we haven't really been in touch.
Mr. T wants some sausage?
So he's calling me at midnight, I don't know why. Probably has something to say.
Maybe he wants a hot dog?
Oh my god, you're so disgusting. Okay, so little D is disgusting, yeah? Okay. Now you know what the D stands for. So anyway, I do not want to answer that call. Miss Sexy said I should answer it and just play normal.
Anyways, Miss Sexy is a drug addict.
Your mama's drug addict.
No, she really is a drug addict. She uses a lot of pills if, I don't know. Even if she doesn't feel pain, she has to eat those pills because she feels... I don't know. Liberated. She eats those pills.
Oh my god. Okay, so back to me now. Okay. That was boring enough. Okay.
Random. So, let me tell you something about myself.
Sexy needs to be.
Oh,
thank you.
Sexy, come here. Sexy. Sexy is my ex.
Miss Sexy is Lil D's
ex.
Yeah.
And we've been dating for 4 years. us, and we had a lot of sexy time during those 4 years. Anyways, I don't know what to say except fucking, sucking, licking, and drinking. It rhymes. Oh, it rhymes.
Ben, what's the matter, Ben?
Ben's not available at the moment.
Ben, what's the matter, Ben? I love talking like this.
Ben feels a little reserved at the moment.
Anyway,
Unattainable.
You have to be available.
I'm unattainable and unavailable.
Be available, please.
Why? You're so good at it by yourself, so there's no need for me to step in and ruin the fun.
I'm not fun. I'm just frustrated and sexless and disturbed, and I need to have a cigarette. That's my letter. Doesn't it sound good?
I hope we don't have any underage listeners.
No underage listeners, please, because I'm gonna say fucking shit and pussy and cunt a lot.
And cock and dick.
Cock dick hard.
Yeah. So anyway, there's three of us here. It's Miss Sexy, who doesn't want to talk right now because
she sound like Croatian white trash.
Because she's, yeah, you're white trash.
She's a fucking bitch.
Your mother. Anyway, Miss Sexy, who is a little embarrassed to talk on a podcast.
I'm not.
And she's covering it up by saying that she has a serious headache, but she always has a headache.
Because she's a drug fucking addict.
Yeah, she's a drug addict. We'll get into it later. So, other than Miss Sexy, who is really sexy and unattainable at the moment, there's Lil D. They're my bestest of friends ever.
Bestest.
For the last who knows how many years.
Bestest.
Oh my god.
Good one, baby. So,
yeah, they're my bestest friends. And we've known each other for a million years now. It feels
million years.
A million years, yeah. And we kind of share everything together, and we almost
live together. Lick and suck dick each to each other. Because
we practically live together every day, all the day.
And we have threesomes all the time.
No, we don't.
Oh yes, so, we fuck him with carrots and potatoes, and we fuck him with bananas and fingers and stuff.
I am not going to dignify that with an answer. So, no, really, no, that was so wrong. So. Yeah, and I'm Ben. Yeah, I forgot myself. Cool. So, we practically live together and go through all kinds of shit together. Happy, sad.
Drunk.
Sadder. Do you say sadder? More sad. Even more sad. The worst stuff. And such, and we talk all day in vain, trying to solve problems and stuff.
We do solve problems.
Do not solve in the end. Ever.
We solved them with alcohol.
So we came to the brilliant idea that we would like to share this with you. So that you would be bothered with it too.
Oh yes,
yeah.
You will.
Yeah, and probably still we won't be able to solve anything. So yeah, we are really three boring people.
What?
We're young, at least, aren't we? 20-something.
Just say 20-something.
Yeah, in the early 20s. Early 20s. Okay, it's early 20s, so. We're going to just talk about stuff that doesn't matter. Or it matters, maybe.
And suck some dick.
And
or maybe pussy.
Oh my gosh. She should take her pills now. You should take your pills.
I know.
No, really, I should take my pills in 10
right.
minutes. Yeah, this is a great subject. I have an awesome subject. Let's immobilize this. The microphone is in my hand. Okay, so this is an awesome subject. I have to drink my pills in 10 minutes because my right testicle has swollen out of the ordinary, just poof, like that. I got a high fever and my testicle's swollen.
And he wouldn't let us see it.
And it was really, really disturbing because mainly it was so painful. And I don't know if...
You mean sexy?
Sexy pain.
I really wonder. This is the first time ever I had this kind of a problem.
Who knows what he what was he doing with his testicles? So I don't want to know about his nasty,
anyway,
sexy
up.
Habits.
Shut up, Lil B. Okay. No more interruptions, please. So, I had a problem with my testicle. And I okay.
Pitchko mater means pussy of a mother.
Do not listen to that. So, I really wondered the last few days, how do you go about these things? I mean, you have a testicle issue, and it's really painful on one side, and on the other side, it's really embarrassing. So, and what's worse, I didn't have any medical insurance at the time.
So his boyfriend.
So I had, shut up. So I had to go. I had to go to the doctors.
And the doctor.
Without any medical insurance.
Inappropriately.
And I had to beg him to touch me inappropriately.
He was touching him inappropriately, and his dick was so fucking hard, and the doctor
took
his dick and fucking sucked it like a fucking maniac. And then his hole was good.
I thought it would be a nice way to open up by sharing my embarrassing story about my swollen testicle. Thank you for the interruptions.
I'm
Ms.
so sorry.
Lil D.
Anyways,
okay.
Now
you can share. Now you can share an embarrassing story. You have to share.
So listen to this. My girlfriend came to my town, and she was like, "I'm coming!" Oh my god! And I was like, so fucking excited. I wanted to have sex with her. I don't know, for hours. And I didn't have a lot of time to shave my pussy because I always shave my pussy. I don't want it to be hairy. And I was in the shower and I took my father's...
Hairy pussy?
My father's, how do you say? Shaver.
Shaver?
I took my father's shaver because his shaver is really good. And I started to shave my pussy really fast. And it wasn't really...
You shaved his balls with it, you...
Oh my god!
I don't wanna know.
Oh my god, no.
My father doesn't have sex. Anyways,
yeah, right.
Let's skip that. And I was shaving my
And I go to mass every
it was
Sunday.
Really good. And it was really good. I was shaving, and those hairs were falling out, spreading around the shower. And you know how you have to spread your poos?
I said embarrassing story, not disgusting story.
Anyways, this is embarrassing.
Slightly
that was
disgusting.
Like, shave my pussy, and you really have to spread your puss to enter inside. Your JJ is hairy inside where the clit.
Oh my god, where
is
that?
And I was like,
I don't
my god,
need
I have
to
shave
that
shit too because if she's gonna go down on me, I can't have any fucking hair. And I was really fast at it, so I wasn't so delicate. And blood! What the fuck? This was so fucking nasty.
She slaughtered her vagina.
I totally fucked up my pussy, and I was, please God, let's not have sex. Because my pussy...
Was scarred.
And,
oh my god,
anyways, I finished the shower and put some lotion on it, but blood again. Anyways,
at the end,
I didn't have sex because we broke up 2 days.
After.
Because she's a
so
fucking
So you still
bitch.
Have a bloody pussy.
No, my pussy is not bloody anymore. It was just bloody. It was just bloody that
yesterday.
Night.
When was it?
Yesterday.
When did you break?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't yesterday. It was
the day before
the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I broke up in a car. And she was in the car. She said, I loved you. I love you
but
so
I don't want
much.
You anymore.
But I have to leave because I can't do this to you. And I was like, fucking bitch, go fuck yourself. Leave. Get out of my fucking car. You fucking cunt.
And she's in pain, but she just won't admit it.
I'm in pain.
She's in
I
pain.
I admit it. I'm in fucking pain because she was really good.
No, she wasn't.
And the
good.
Sex wasn't so bad.
She wasn't so good.
No, she was more like a salad.
You're still in denial.
You know, she was like
oh
lying there, and now I had to do all the fucking work, but she was hot, so I didn't mind it. I didn't mind.
And she wasn't so hot.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was
so
not.
Fucking hot. She
oh,
was the hottest bitch I ever had.
No, you told us stories about
what?
Yes.
No. Except my ex-girlfriend.
Miss Sexy.
The addict. My first girlfriend. And we lived together for 4 years. And we had so plenty of sex. And it was great. But
cool.
After her, I didn't have a lot of bitches around. Only two fucking relationships that were just sex, and then I fall in love with this fucking bitch,
and she screws
me.
You over.
She fucked me over.
Yeah.
Two fucking times.
Oh my god.
This is the fucking second time. Second fucking time, sunshine.
And that says a lot about you, anyway.
So. I'm a fucking sick bitch. That's right.
Third time, you fucking whore.
Fucking whore. What a suck some dick, bitch. Wanna suck some dick, bitch?
Okay, so Miss Sexy, do you have any embarrassing stories to share?
No.
I'm sure you do.
Oh yeah, she does.
Yeah, you do.
One time, Miss Sexy was so fucking drunk. She had a really nasty night, who knows what she's been doing. And
oh my god, the concussion story.
Yeah.
The
concussion story was so fucking hot. So listen to this.
It's awesome.
Miss Sexy had a really... time, and it was a bunch of lesbians, and we were in this
lesbo party
in
party.
We were having a lesbo fucking sexy time in God knows where, middle of nowhere, and she was so fucking pissed. She started to fight with a few lesbians,
and a butch one
kind of threw her on the floor, and she hit her head. And, but anyways, she was like, oh, it's okay. And she had the biggest
concussion ever.
How do you say, like,
the thing that grows on your head
when you
hit. On my forehead.
She had a hill on her forehead. And,
the swollen thing.
The swollen shit on her head was so fucking huge. And anyway, she continued drinking, dancing, I don't know. And she ended up with a girl. And
Who she kind of liked.
And in the morning, I was like, wake up.
And
bitch.
Everyone saw that.
And I was the first that came in the room and saw her nearly fucking the brains out of her. And in the morning, I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? Wake up.
What did you do?
Like, what happened, baby? And I was like, what the fuck? You just made out with that bitch. And she was like, with who?
No.
And I was like, you fucking made out with... We can't say the name, so fuck it.
With Miss A?
With Miss A, let's say.
Miss A.
Miss A. And she was like, what? I don't fucking remember. And I was like, oh yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, you did.
And she was like, oh no, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, you did. Oh no, I didn't. Oh yeah, you did. Oh no, I didn't.
It was a shock anyway.
You
she
like,
didn't
fuck,
remember.
Fuck, I can't remember. Oh yeah,
anything.
Baby.
She didn't remember anything after the concussion. After she hit the floor. So
anyways, 2 days after, she had to lay down and be in dark and eat
and it was
a lot
funny.
Of food.
She was in pain and it was so funny.
It was really funny. But she was like, yes, I nearly had sex and I don't remember.
She finally had sex after I don't know how long. And
no,
she didn't remember. Okay, sorry, she didn't have sex, but she nearly had sex.
Maybe if she didn't have a concussion, she would have
had sex, or probably she wouldn't do anything if she hadn't had the concussion.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, she had some crazy action that night and she didn't remember.
Yeah. But
and you actually have to know her. You have to see her. So she's like this girl.
Because she wasn't dating anyone.
I never get any action. I never.
My life is meaningless.
Nothing ever happens to me, ever. And actually, one time something really good happens to her
and
she
doesn't
remember things. That was pretty embarrassing. And everyone else saw it and everyone else knows.
Except her.
And that was funny, yeah.
Anyways, the bitch is really picky, so that's why she doesn't get any action anyways.
From bitch.
I'm not picky. I always get some action.
No, she's not picky. She's just choice impaired.
Oh my god. Choice impaired. Mrs. Choice impaired.
She doesn't choose lightly. There are too many bitches around, so...
Anyways, we should listen
better.
To this shit.
No.
Not
I need
yet.
To keep on talking. What if it's awful?
I don't know, you're gonna fix
because
it.
Because if it's awful, you're gonna give up
it.
My swollen testicle.
Your swollen ball.
Okay. So I'm going to go now and drink my medicine, and I'll be back in 2 minutes or something. Yeah. And I leave you on the mercy of
oh my god, no.
At the mercy of little D.
On the mercy of little D, welcome to
oh,
sex
poor
radio.
You listeners.
Oh my god, I'm gonna talk about sex, fuck it, fuck me hard, bitch. Anyways, I just wanted to say that this is my first time recording some shit like this. My friend's gonna drink some clobotin. Do you know what clobotin is? It's an antibiotic. If your testicle is fucking swollen, you have to drink some antibiotics. God knows what he's been doing with his testicle because his boyfriend was here for a month and he didn't have a lot of sex during the 4 months, I think.
Please stay away from my sexual.
During 4 months, he was like, oh my god, my testicles are so fucking hard. So much sperm is inside. I need to blow it up. I need to push it out. Thank you for listening, Ben.
Bitch. Okay. So, this was all for our first cast.
Fuck me.
And we hope we didn't bore you to death.
No, we didn't.
I'm sure we didn't, so... Okay. So, we'd like to ask you now to share your embarrassing stories with us.
Because we have a lot of embarrassing stories to come.
And please don't hold out on the embarrassment. We wanted the most gross ones. The grossest and the ugliest ones, yeah.
So, thank you for listening to this custom cast again, and we really
and
wanted...
you should send your stories to us, to our mail address, which is
discustocast@gmail.com. Okay, man. I'm sorry.
You can remember one
can't
thing,
remember
can you?
Because I'm doing multiple shit.
She's too drunk, maybe. Okay,
I'm
maybe
not
she's
too
not.
Drunk. I'm just doing multiple tasks.
No, that's a question. Okay, so... So, you can write to us at disgustocast. That's... Disgustocast without any lines, underlines, minuses, or anything at gmail.com because we're disgusting, yeah. And gay. Okay, so.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye bye,
I'm
have
gonna
fun.
Have my sexy voice next time.
Yeah, she's gonna have plenty of sexiness to talk about
and
next time.
Disgusting.
And disgustism.
Disgustism.
Disgustism. Yeah.
I'm gonna have
okay.
Sex.
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Love from Sexy and the two of us.
The three of us.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
Fuck me.